This is the tale of a town with a population of approximately 2,000 people. A small, close-knit community where crime and murder were virtually unheard of. Where front doors were always left unlocked. A place where mayhem only happens in your wildest dreams.
For some, the sun will never come out tomorrow. Like those in his heart pounding tell a random horror of a body count. After trashing it, they done with it. Victims inflicted with passionate punishment. Specific offers of horrific torture. The left crime scenes that retired law enforcers. His ruthlessness knew no bounds as he beat him down. Shot him while gagging bound. Kept the whole town shocked with the doors locked. Firearms cocked, major roads blocked. No one knows when he knocks. As a kid, he killed 3 pets of an attorney. So his childhood passion became a lifelong journey. Grew into a world of destruction, abduction. Left many body parts floating on a Hudson. Weather found in the ditch after the ride you hitch. Screams was high pitched from scars you can't stitch. Mutilated and decapitated white collar chicks. Just from his involvement in local politics. His outfit stained with the blood of the slain. While his backyard full of skeletal remains. His goal in life was preparation for death. Then autopsy showed asphyxiation. Loss of breath was it this fascination for strangulation. The lynches in the 20s was his inspiration. Unspeakable acts that made front page, motivated by an unexplainable rage.
This is the tale of a town with a population of approximately 2,000 people.
Has once again no leads and no motives and no suspects.
Has killed a member execution style in their own home. Smashed a 12-year-old football player no explanation for these senseless killings.
The state psychologist, forensic pathologist, warned the detective to search beyond the obvious. They ruled out the possibility that the killer be physically fit with athletic ability. Tally of murders on his agenda. There was no word in his code for surrender. So when the headlines had announced the arrest, the repercussion was his trial became a lightning rod for discussion. Compelling evidence, statements from residents, validated guilt as he maintained his innocence. From the hair to the fiber, rope and bondage wire, the stains on the carpet consisted with saliva. DNA directly linked to the psycho. Luminol made it glow, was tested tight O. For many years, a lot of murders went unsolved. A lot of blood dissolved, his gun still revolved. The bullets had names that made the frame shatter. Most savage massacre that made the brain scatter. Detectives astounded by the scope of the crime. Made an odd discovery from one of many signs. While questioning the man he picked up on a scanner, he reacted in a loud and agitated manner. And once they tried to read him his rights, he turned cold as ice.